that's such a big question and such an important one. I mean, the future that we all look forward to is the possibility of owning our own home and having something that we can pass on to our children. So this is just a critical issue. I was reading the other day by 2051 that the population of the Milton area will grow from 152,000 to over 400,000. Well, that's only 25 years away. We're looking at 5,000 acres of development in southeast Milton in the coming years. So that's just so huge. 21,000 new homes by 2031. I just don't see, Cameron, I don't see how we can sustain a rate of growth like that. Home builders just can't keep up. So we have to, again, reduce immigration rates to reduce demand and lower the prices. And then we've got to put more money into people's pockets. We've got to eliminate this carbon tax. We've got to stop funding overseas wars. At some point, we have to put Canada and Canadians first. And we need to take our money and invest it in Canadian industry and resources. You know, I came here in 1957, and Canada then was advertised as being the land of opportunity. And there's no reason why we can't continue to make Canada the envy of the world when it comes to these things. More specifically, you know, for the building industry, we can ease zoning restrictions, reduce the bureaucracy, reduce red tape for builders, reduce building costs. There's a lot we can do, and we just have to take a look at this whole thing more carefully and be more serious about rekindling the Canadian dream of having a good job, being able to have your own home, and to raise a family in an environment that is healthy and wholesome and allows them to prosper as they grow up.